Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Can I help you, boys?
I want to return a fish.
Damn it.
What?
That's the ninth return I've had this week. What's wrong with it? Oh, let me guess. It killed a bunch of people, right?
Yeah, dude.
Damn it. It's just like all the other returns.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And hey, look who's on the line. I got Megan Heaney Greer. She works with Explorer Ventures. She's a free diving super diver and does stunt work. She doubled for the stars of Pirates of the Caribbean. I mean, she's done all kinds of crazy stuff. And it's an honor to have her as a friend and have her on Scuba Radio today. Megan, how you doing?
I'm good. The feeling is mutual, Greg. It's good to be here. So yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it is. We go way back, and it's pretty awesome to have friends like Megan. You know, and by the way, you know, we just did 29 years of Scuba Radio, and early on, I don't want to date her too much, but she was one of our first guests back in the day.
And I was. That's crazy, isn't it?
It is. And I remember, like, you were a freediving champion, and you had, the U.S. freediving record for ladies or something. And I just looked at her when she was doing this, like, that girl is a circus freak. I mean, it was...
That was the common, consensus back then. But look at how far freediving has come.
So far, yes. It's quite a thing. But, go ahead.
Let me just put this in there, talking about dating ourselves here. I remember taking the first call that when you called me for the first time.
Yeah.
I remember taking that on a landline.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Was it a rotary? Probably.
No, it wasn't a rotary. Come on now. We don't go back that far. Yeah, that's crazy.
But Megan was doing some crazy, insane stuff. You know, holding on to like a great hammerhead or tiger shark. And, you know, and she's just looking so graceful underwater. I'm like, who is this? And of course,
conservation has come so far since then as well. It was so hands-on back then.
Yeah, it was a different world back then.
Different time, different world. But it's, you know, thankfully we all have evolved.
Yeah, it's so true.
Or at least some of us.
Yeah, right? Evolved into better. I don't know. That depends on the person, I guess. But it's definitely been the case for Megan. Now she's working with Explorer Ventures, helping them out with their social media stuff, especially in the marketing side of things. And they've been keeping really busy. Matter of fact, we're working out some details right now for the upcoming scuba shows at the end of May. We got Long Beach, first weekend of June is Atlantic City. And we may be doing our typical liveaboard giveaways to open up both of those shows, which is going to be another element of fun and frivolity or something. I mean, just craziness that we use to get people fired up for the shows. Are you planning to hit one of those with us too? You just never know, right?
I'm really hoping so. Yeah, I'm hoping I can make it out to the Long Beach one. Either way, Explorer Ventures is definitely going to be at both Long Beach and the Atlantic City show. And I think it's so exciting that it's expanding, right? Like to the Atlantic City.
Right.
Destination. New location.
And back-to-back weekend. So we got, they're setting it up West Coast, East Coast. And this will be the first time we have an East Coast show there in Atlantic City. But the folks behind the madness of these events are planning to replicate Long Beach, which is a hugely successful consumer dive show, and do an East Coast version of it. So it's going to look pretty identical. And they've already talked to me like, hey, we want you to do the whole song and dance routine that Scuba Radio does to open up these events like DEMA and the Long Beach show. So show up early. The show opens at 9:30, both of those events. And you're going to want to be there by 9 because who knows, you might be winning a free trip with Explorer Ventures on a liveaboard because they're nice enough to support us in that capacity. But so there's a reason to be there early. Join the festivities and walk into the show with a smile, big old smile on your face,
That's right. Yes. Early bird in this case
gets the dive trip from Explore Ventures. Absolutely.
Yeah. So we haven't worked out all the details yet. But yes, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of exciting things and trip giveaways and
fun games that we'll make them jump through a few hoops, but it'll be fairly harmless and painless.
It's always fun and it's always worth it in one way or another, right?
Absolutely. But, you know, it doesn't matter if you win a trip. You still need to book a trip to Explore Ventures. You guys have all kinds of specials going on all the time. What are some of the highlights right now? Is there some special deals going on that we need to alert our listeners to?
We always have some special deals going on, and you can definitely go to exploreventures.com and check out our year of savings and the current discounts page. But just to kind of go over some things, we have up to $800 off on select departures. A lot of the vessels and destinations are included in our year of savings. And then also right now we have Maldives has 20% early bird discount.
Nice.
So 20% off on select departures in May, August, September, and October. So the price for that, which is amazing, it's aboard the Emperor Explorer, and for select 2027 departures, and we have trips starting at $2,387 per person.
What?
Which is a great deal.
That is crazy.
Right?
Cheap when you think about it. I mean, especially for the boat, which is just unbelievable, by the way.
Oh, it's a posh, like,
it's more of a yacht kind of a liveaboard cruise. And, you know, getting that part of the world, I did the trip early last year. And
And
you know, one of the cool ways you can get to that part of the world, I mean, you know, things are a little dicey out there on the travel side of things, but you know, if you go through Singapore on Singapore Air, they have some great prices, and you could do a little layover in Singapore. I don't know if you've ever been there, but you know, it's rated like the number one airport in the world. Did you know that, Megan?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
they have
the world's largest world's largest waterfall that's indoors, and it's at the Singapore airport. So it's
that
crazy.
Is so random. I love it.
It is. They got just nutty stuff in their airport there. You could spend a day or two at the airport and never leave the airport.
Just enjoy.
Yeah, it's like a little mini theme park kind of experience there. But I mean, you can get out and see Singapore. But that's what I did. I broke up the travel because it takes.
Yeah.
You got to do that. You know, 15-hour flight, long-haul flight, which kind of scares people a little bit. But I'll tell you, I've done this a few times, and it's actually much more fun. Oh, yeah.
Like getting over there to experience. I mean, what were a couple of the highlights from your time aboard the Emperor Explorer?
The whale sharks, for sure.
Yeah.
They were swimming right up to the back of the boat at night, right after dinner.
Cool.
We'd go out there, and you wouldn't even have to jump in the water to get the ultimate money shot of a whale shark. I mean, we just take your little selfie stick with your phone, even because they were coming up there because of the lights on the back of the boat, and they just come up and, you know, pose, and we get a picture and the whole thing. And then, you know, we jump in and do a night dive. So the whale sharks, phenomenal. Manta rays, just the diving in general and the scenery when you're cruising out on this beautiful yachtish type of liveaboard vessel. I mean, you just feel like you're living like the rich folk. You know what I'm saying? And yet you're only paying a little over a couple grand for the trip, which is like, I'm telling you, it is kind of crazy. I mean, sure.
For the States,
we got to fly a little further and that adds a little bit of cost, but I'm telling you, you could definitely justify it and it's well worth it. And as a matter of fact, that was my fourth trip to the Maldives. I like that part of the world so much. So whale sharks, manta rays, pretty easy to see on a trip like that. But just the diving in general is pretty phenomenal stuff. You haven't been,
absolutely,
right?
No, I've not been. I need to get over there.
Okay.
Sure.
Well, we're going to have to set that up.
It's on my life list, life diving list.
Well,
yes,
you would think Megan Henny Greer's been everywhere, but even she hasn't seen it all. But she has the people at Explore Ventures to hook her up. We're going to talk more about her diving pass in the Keys and the fact that I'm going to Indonesia with Explore Ventures next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.